I would like to ask you a question. This is a very important question. What do you consider is the essence of Krishna conscious practice?
I feel that it gives us, for me, peace, light, and humility, like you said this morning, and that kind of connection with other people in the same consciousness, with the eye of heart.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Voila! Wonderful definition. Thank you very much. What is the essence of Krishna conscious practice?
There will never be two fronts. For Krishna, in the service of Krishna, we develop attachment for Krishna.
That we engage in service for Krishna and develop attachment for Him.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Erika.
To purify our heart.
To purify our heart. It's interesting, huh? The essence of Krishna consciousness. Yes, yeah, another.
Chanting Hare Krishna and hearing about Krishna in the association of the world.
Chanting about Krishna and hearing about Lord Krishna in the association of the devotees.
Remembering Krishna.
Ramananda Roy is in bliss about this statement. I think our Yasminko had an idea.
You mean for our attitude or just the heart of Krishna consciousness?
Yes, more the heart of the practice.
Hearing and chanting about Krishna.
Mm-hmm. Hearing and chanting about Krishna. It's an important question. Gopeshwari, what is your understanding? Serving the Vaishnavas and thus developing attachment. Whatever you have said is certainly fit to be published in the eternal Vedic scriptures. I have asked many of my god brothers this question, and what I heard them to say saying is that the essence of Krishna consciousness is to absorb the mind in Krishna. And as I was hearing this, I was reading more and more in our scriptures and found many things which were supporting this point. I found one particularly interesting text in Jiva Goswami's Bhakti Sandarbha, where he said that our consciousness needs to become absorbed in Krishna. And he gave the analogy of a piece of cloth. The piece of cloth may have a white color, but then when it is put into the dyeing pot, dyeing where the dye is, it will absorb the color. We had just now, Gaurahari has arranged such a pile of new cloth from Vrindavan for me. And he has dyed this, I saw this morning. White cloth comes into the color pot and then absorbs the color which is in there. So in the same way, our consciousness, Ramananda Roy, must be colored deep blue. The color of Lord Krishna. That is the essence of our Krishna conscious practice. We do not want to have an ordinary consciousness, a consciousness of the material world any longer. We want to be Krishna conscious. That means our consciousness must absorb the qualities of Krishna. What does this mean? We must think from morning till evening about Krishna. This is the entrance visa which is required if you want to go into the spiritual world. Entry visa means you must be absorbed in Krishna. As long as you are absorbed in the things of this world, you will have to stay in this world, Vishveshvara Prabhu. Only if your consciousness now is trained in such a way that it absorbs Krishna. Think of the cloth. Huh? Then you are actually a devotee. A devotee means the mind must be absorbed. Devotee doesn't mean a change of the frisura, which can be done by the coiffeur, okay, my new word, by the coiffeur, or the coiffeur. Devotee means that the mind and the consciousness is absorbed in Krishna. It's a very deep point, and with my little seminar, which will start just now, I will give you things to think about so that you can absorb your consciousness in Krishna. My desire is that when you leave this seminar, that you all are deep blue in your consciousness. There is a good example of this, and tomorrow evening we will see this. Balaramji. Balaram actually has a whitish complexion, but sometimes in Braj, his deity form is dark blue. And sometimes you see Krishna and Balaram, and both have a dark blue complexion. And you think, I see two Krishna only. Where is Balaram? And then the pujaris tell you, you come from the west. You do not understand. Balaram is thinking always of Lord Krishna, so that by thinking, his complexion also becomes deep blue. They will explain like this, and you think, oh, sorry, I was very ignorant. I'm very sorry. Now I can see Balaram who's thinking of Lord Krishna. This is what needs to be done in your own Krishna consciousness. There must be so much thought of Krishna, Manoharji, that you lose the thought of this world and are absorbed in Krishna. What do you think, Yadananda? This Lord Krishna explains this. He says, Manmana Bhavamat Bhakto, observe your mind in me. Absorb your mind in me, or as Prabhupada says, always think of me. This is what we. But now we need something to think about. The fifth of Krishna's 64 qualities is that Krishna is Baliyan. We will now hear about Krishna. Baliyan means strong. Krishna is very strong. Rupa Goswami defines what is strength. He says, a person who is completely filled with a powerful, vital energy is called strong. It must be a powerful, vital energy. At this moment, our Alan is a little tired. He has sung very beautifully this morning. And you are not filled with a powerful, vital energy at this moment. It will be after Prasadam. It will look differently, hopefully. So, Krishna, to be strong means a powerful, vital energy is circulating in you. Rupa Goswami gives an illustration of Krishna's strength. When Krishna lived in Vrindavan, Kaliya sent, Kamsa sent many demons to kill Lord Krishna. And one of the demons which Kamsa sent was Arishtasura, a demon who took on the form of a powerful bull. When you are nowadays in Vrindavan and a bull gets crazy, everyone runs on the rooftops and screams, Arishta, Arishta. But when Krishna was there in Vrindavan, the bull which came was not an ordinary bull like you can see today. It was an extraordinary bull. This bull was so heavy that the clouds were hovering around his hump. And when he had his tail up, it created chaos in the cosmos. It was so heavy. In fact, when it came to where Lord Krishna was, it dug up the earth with its powerful hoofs and its powerful roaring. Sorry. It was so powerful. This was a very weak roaring, but the powerful roaring was so shocking that the pregnant ladies had miscarriages. They lost their children. And so, although Krishna was only very young at that time, he challenged the bull by standing before it and saying, I will send you into the house of death now. The bull was, what, you little boy? And charged at Krishna. But Krishna just threw the ferocious bull 100 meters away from him. And in this way, and then bent over and successfully liberated the soul from its bull prison, so to say. He killed Arishtasura. So Rupa Goswami describes this, that there were some gopis who talked amongst themselves and said, my dear friends, just see how Krishna has killed Arishtasura. Although he was stronger than a mountain, Krishna picked him up just like a piece of cotton and threw him away without any difficulty. He threw him away on the ground. This is certainly extraordinary. And it shows that Krishna is filled with powerful vital energy through which he can really create wonders. Rupa Goswami also comments, look, lotus-eyed Krishna just heard Arishta, that fierce bull demon, who is even heavier than the Vindhya mountains. He hurled him great distance as if he were a ball of cotton. Like this. Now, Krishna, this is obviously one of Krishna's qualities, the qualities of extraordinary strength. Parashara Muni has defined Bhagavan, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as having six qualities, and one of these qualities is the strength. Huh? What are other qualities of Lord Bhagavan? You have an idea?
Wisdom.
What?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. He is extremely wise.
Beauty.
Beauty.
Fame.
Fame. Even in Belgium, we know about him. Yeah.
Rich.
What?
Riches.
He has wealth, he has riches, yeah.
Renunciation.
He is not attached to anything, he is fully renounced, and maybe we have them all together. And strength is really this one which is described here. Krishna's strength is really extraordinary. In the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes about Atlas. Do you know Atlas? Atlas is a mythological figure who is said to carry the world on his neck, and he belongs, I believe, to the Greek pantheon of gods, and they did not know so much of the world. For them, the world was mostly Europe, and they imagined Atlas to stand near Gibraltar. That's part of Spain, where Yadunanda and myself hopefully will one day go and preach about Krishna, who holds the whole world, and not just like Atlas. And here our Atlas is standing and holding on his on an Atlas bone. There is even an Atlas bone. It is, I believe, here. He holds the whole known world, that is mostly Europe, on his Atlas bone, and he is sweating and is having drops of sweat on his head, and it is very difficult for him because he is doing it since a long time, and maybe he's not finding enough time to properly eat and rest, because he's always carrying this. So Srila Prabhupada comments, sometimes we see a picture of Atlas holding the globe on his shoulders. He seems to be very tired holding this great earthly planet. Such an image should not be entertained in connection with Lord Krishna upholding this created universe. So when we say Krishna is strong and everything rests on him like pearls which are strung on a thread, we should not think it is a problem for Lord Krishna. It is easy for him. He effortlessly can deal with the greatest weight and the greatest opposition also. One example is when Lord Nrisimhadev fought with the powerful demon Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu, you must know, was not an ordinary creature of this world. Hiranyakashipu was actually an associate of Lord Narayan, who came to this world to fight with the Lord. And Krishna doesn't fight with just some Arnold Schwarzenegger, or, you know, he needs to have some strength if God wants to fight with someone. So he was extraordinarily strong. He was so strong and powerful that the demigods were so much afraid of him, so that they hid behind their residences, just in fear to not confront this demon. He was too strong for everyone. But when Lord Nrisimhadev appeared, he played with him like someone plays with a little mouse, like a cat plays with a little mouse. It was not an effort. It was a play for him. Also Brahma had once seen Lord Krishna, and when he saw Lord Krishna, how he had displayed so many Vishnu forms and had expanded himself, and in this way shown his extraordinary strength, Lord Brahma said, there is so much difference between your body, Krishna, and mine, that I cannot estimate the potency of your body, the energy. He had just seen how from Krishna all the so many Vishnus had expanded, and he thought, this energy I cannot even imagine. It is extraordinary. It is beyond my boldest imagination. And there is a great difference between Krishna. Although he is so powerful that universes emanate from him, that he maintains everything, that Vishnus emanate from him, still his body is so tender. Rupa Goswami describes when Krishna goes through Vrindavan and only a little leaf falls on his body. It leaves an imprint on the body. You can see something has changed in the color of Krishna's body because his body is very tender. But when the same Krishna puts his fist into the mouth of the demon experiences the fist like glowing red iron. So I think you can see that Krishna can transform his energies at will. To his devotees, he's very tender, giving his tender embrace. And for the demons, he is hard like a thunderbolt. Wonderful, isn't it? Yadunandan is in ecstasy. Then we thank you, Yadunandan. You inspire us. Yes. Srila Prabhupada talks a little bit about Krishna's extraordinary strengths when he describes how Krishna once climbed up a tree and jumped into the Yamuna, which was poisoned by the powerful demon called? You know everything. It was Krishna jumped in the water. Prabhupada says, just by Krishna's jumping into the Yamuna to fight with Kaliya, the river overflowed its banks as if something very large had fallen into it. This exhibition of Lord Krishna's strength is not at all uncommon because he is the reservoir of all strength. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki.
Jai.
Yes. Now, my dear devotees, in this world, we are not very strong, but we are weak. And therefore, we require the protection of the strong Lord, Sri Krishna. For instance, we often want to control the mind, but it wanders everywhere, here and there. Have you noticed? I have once written a verse which I have dedicated to the Germans who think they are so strong. I have written like this: if you think you are so strong, then tell your mind only what it should do for the next 5 minutes. And you would see the mind will not follow you. You can't even control your own thoughts. If you are thinking you are so strong, just control your mind for the next 5 minutes. Try it. Will not work. We want to be renounced, especially after the Sunday feast, when we have eaten too much. We wish to be renounced, but our senses pull us here, there, and everyone. There. We would like to be victorious over the demons, but they defeat us. Gaura Hari told me that the day before yesterday, he wanted to peacefully sleep, but there was a ghost in Goloka Dham. And for 1.5 hours, he gave trouble to our Gaura Hari. He could not sleep properly. Yes? So, we're very weak. Some demon comes and disturbs our sleep, and we become all... our schedule crashes into pieces. My dear devotees, we are in a position that we need strength. Each living entity has three types of strength. A willpower, it's called the Icha Shakti. I will write this down for you because this has something to do with strength. We have some very beautiful Hare Krishna pens who will most probably not work. Shakti. The Jnana Shakti. And then we have the Kriya Shakti. I will give you the translations in a minute. Icha Shakti means highest, the willpower. You know, that is related to determination. You make a determined effort, and that determination is some kind of strength. I want to do this. We have an example of Amba, who wanted to marry Bhishma. And Bhishma said, no, yasam brahmachari, I'm a brahmachari, I do not wish to marry. Amba was so determined, Icha Shakti, that she said, then I will become a yogini. And she didn't eat and didn't sleep and went around and thought by her mental power to convince Bhishma to marry her. It was very powerful. Then it was not possible. So then in her next life, she was born again. And she had only one desire, to actually kill Bhishma, because she felt so angry towards him. And she had a lot of willpower, which carried her into her next life. She became known as Shikhandi. Jnana Shakti is our knowledge power. A man can be strong by his knowledge, the power of knowledge. Power of knowledge is maybe better. Power of knowledge. This is I remember once there was a king. His workers once said, "My dear king, you have a minister who is so very well paid, and he is only sitting in the office. But we have to work from morning till evening. Why do you pay him? We are working so hard with our bodies from morning till evening, and he is just sitting on his sacred behind." So the king said, "Well, he does valuable work, just a different type of work." But the workers could not understand, because for them work only meant to do the physical labor. That's, we will come to this. It's Kriya Shakti. So they, the king decided to make a test. He said to the workers, "Here is a big, big elephant. Tell me how heavy he weighs." Now, after 1 week, the workers came back and said, "We don't know, we didn't find a scale which was large enough to weigh, to determine the weight of this elephant." Then he went to his minister and said, "Please tell me what is the weight." After only 3 hours had passed, the minister came back and said, "So and so many tons." The Berger said there is no way he can have given the accurate weight of the elephant, because there is simply no scale to measure the weight. The king said, tell them how you determined the size. And it was very interesting what the minister had done. He said, well, it was very simple. Now, I just took a boat and put the elephant in the midst. And then I saw how much the boat went underwater, and I made a strich, a line here. Then I took the elephant out and put sacks with 50 kg in there, and filled the boat up until the water came to the same line which I had made when the elephant was in there. And then I knew the exact weight by adding the different sacks, the weight of the sacks on each other. This is called Jnana Shakti, the power of knowledge. It's a very important power. And Kriya Shakti, my dear devotees, is what we all know about. It's Kriya means action, which you do with the body. The bodily power, you can say. Bodily power. So, we have some power, some willpower. Sometimes it's not so strong, but in some of them, some of us, we can decide, from tomorrow onwards, I will be there at every Mangal Arati in Radhadesh, even in the cold winter. Haribol. Some of us have a lot of willpower. Then is Jnana Shakti, we have power of knowledge, and we have bodily power, which we use in doing things. But Krishna excels in all these. His will can never be thwarted. His knowledge can never be thwarted. And whatever he wishes to do, an action, is always successful. Therefore, if you want to do something successfully in this world, where you require strength, it is highly important for you to take shelter under Krishna's lotus feet. It is said, Balang balavatang chaham, I am the strength of the strong. Krishna is saying this in the Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, text 11. If you want to have your power in your life, you must take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. It is highly important. I want to read to you, and then I make a little pause, and we will talk about Krishna's strengths and how you can become stronger. I want to read to you a little bit about Lord Ramachandra. Pastimes. You remember Lord Ramachandra challenged the powerful armed army of Ravan. All these soldiers of Ravan were equipped with modern warfare, that is like missiles, rockets, and so on. And the army of Lord Ramachandra had only stones and trees. Still they won. Because they had a strength which was completely different than the strengths of the materialistic strengths of the demons. If you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, if you want to act on the spiritual platform, you ultimately would require that type of strength also. Prabhupada writes about this. There are two kinds of strengths: Daiva and Purushakara. Daiva refers to the strengths achieved from the transcendence, and Purushakara refers to the strength organized by one's own intelligence, Jnana Shakti, and power, this is Kriya Shakti. Transcendental power is always superior to the power of the materialist. Depending on the mercy of the Supreme Lord, one must fight one's enemies, even though one may not be equipped with modern weapons. Therefore, Krishna instructed Arjuna, Mang anusmara yutyacha, think of me and fight. We should fight our enemy to the best of our ability, but for victory we must depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a very, very wise quotation. The materialists have a lot more power than we have. They are maybe more intelligent, more strong physically, but as long as a devotee acts on the basis of transcendental power or transcendental potency, then he is always successful by the help of Lord Krishna. Think of Krishna, in other words, and fight. We should fight our enemy to the best of our ability, but for victory we must depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do you understand this? Depending on Krishna and on his strengths means Purushakara, transcendental power. I would like to tell you a little example of this. It was just only 3 years ago, or 2 years ago, that the German government wanted to finish the Hare Krishna devotees. And they did it through a clever arrangement. They said that you have distributed so many books. Now, this is an activity which falls under the... it is a commercial activity. You have printed books and you have sold the books. Now, you must pay taxes for every book which is sold. Now, my dear devotees, this would have amounted to 20 million euros. We are so poor at this moment. Even when I came here, I counted my euros. I have exactly 137 euros. That is my whole property. Gaurahari and we, myself, we are very poor at this moment. And we don't even mind. No one goes on a journey, international journey, with 135 euros in his pocket. It is not sufficient. No problem. Krishna will supply. So they wanted from us poor people 20 million euros. This is Gaurahari and myself would have had to go into the labor camp in Siberia for maybe 20 lifetimes to pay this amount. You know, it was incredible. So the devotees decided to do their best, but totally depend on Krishna. We began to chant the Nrisimha Kavacha shield. Lord Krishna protect us. I chanted it every morning. And then Brahma Muhurta went there and said, look, you cannot do this, this would be our end. They said, yes. And then he said, please, consider, this is not a business activity. We are distributing transcendental knowledge. Yes, but you print books and you sell books. Then Brahma Muhurta said, listen, who of you was ever an idealist when you were young? He said, we are all idealists. Yes, when you are young. But now you sold your values to the German government. We are still idealists. We believe we can change the world by book distribution. So please give us the tax exempt status. Now they all thought, and after they had thought for a long time, Krishna and the heart made their minds turn, and they all released us from any taxes. We don't have to pay any tax for any book. Hare Krishna. This is Krishna's arrangement. What do you think, Upeshwari? Wonderful, isn't it? Hare Krishna, Uri Krishna. Danke, dass du so lange uns begleitet hast. Bis morgen. Haribol. Und grüß Lojan ganz herzlich. Ja, ja. So this is a sign how a whole state, German, you know, there are two things which you must avoid in Germany. AIDS and the German tax department. That is the two things which are absolutely deadly once you get them. So they have given us free because there was some transcendental power protecting the devotees. So my dear devotees, when we hear about Krishna being Balayan and we think about our own strengths, we should understand that it is very good for us to connect with Lord Krishna and become strong in this sense of Purushakara. Devi strengths, Deva strengths, divine strengths, which is gotten from Lord Krishna. By that divine strengths, even the monkeys could fight successfully against Ravan and defeat his powerful army, which was equipped with all the modern war instruments, which are usually unconquerable. Hari Bol Ramananda Roy. You understood this point?
Yes.
Therefore, Rupa Goswami ends his discussion about this quality by saying, may the strong left arm of lotus-eyed Lord Krishna protect all of you. That strong left arm treated the Govardhan mountain like a toy ball. Krishna with his left arm carried the Govardhan mountain up like a toy ball. So Rupa Goswami says, may the strong left arm of lotus-eyed Lord Krishna, which treated Govardhan mountain like a toy ball, protect all of you. Hare Krishna. Erika, may you be protected by the strong left arm of Krishna. And Ramananda Roy, may the strong left arm of Lord Krishna protect you. Then you have no problem with your strength. So we have done the first quality of Lord Krishna, Balayan. He is very strong. Now I want to see if you have any questions regarding this quality of Lord Krishna. Or you would like to add something or... wonderful, isn't it? Go, Peshmari. What are your thoughts?
Well, I was thinking, I used to develop more faith in Krishna's strength.
Yeah.
He can do anything. He can do impossible in my heart.
Yes. You have properly analyzed this. There was once, Gopeshwari has hinted at a very important point. There was once a lecturer who talked about the Ramayana and who explained that the holy name of Lord Krishna is so powerful, or of Lord Rama is so powerful, that it can help a person cross the ocean. And there was a woman with her daughter in that lecture, and they heard this, and after the lecture was finished, they went back home to where they lived. In order to reach there, they had to cross a part of the ocean which was sometimes there was a tide and sometimes a flood. So because this time they had stayed a little longer in the lecture, they crossed this section of the ocean which they needed to cross to come to their home village at a time when the ocean was flooding. So they were both in the midst of the water wading through, being quick, but then the ocean came with full strength. The girl who had heard that the name of Rama can help you to cross the ocean, like Hanuman had shouted the name of Rama and then jumped over the ocean, immediately went Ram, 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 and went to the other side of that, you know, of that ocean by the strength of the holy name. When the elderly woman heard how her daughter had crossed, she also wanted to chant Lord Rama's name, but because she had no faith, Gopeshwari, the name did not come over her mouth at that time. When I first heard this, I couldn't believe it. But then I was in a similar situation. I think I have told some of you. I was in Tenerife, that is the Canarian Islands. It's part of Yadunandan's country, and I was there and had given a lecture, and after the lecture I was very tired, so I went into the ocean to refresh myself a little by swimming, and all of a sudden, before I knew, the strong current had pulled me out into the depths of the ocean, away from the safe coast, and I found myself in amongst waves which were, I would say, easily as high as from here to the top of the, you know, this first Dizabarikanda, this, how do we call this, Kopeshwari, these things? Cross beam, yeah. The second beam, I was there, and I was fighting for dear life. Now I knew that if you chant the holy name of Krishna, you can cross the ocean of material existence. But I remember, I was so threatened, and I didn't have enough faith, really, to think that Krishna would protect me, really. because it was life-threatening. You know, I was losing my breath, and the waves came crashing down, put me under water. It really became a fight for existence. And somehow, I felt like Gopeshwari has explained to us, not enough faith that Krishna could really save me. I was swimming, and I was using all my swimming strategies and swimming techniques, and I was losing the fight. I vomited in the water, and it became all full of pizza, the water. It was really intense. And only in the last moment, when I could see I'm dying now, the name of Lord Krishna came over my tongue. Hare Krishna. Mm. Manasa Chandra is extremely disappointed in me. but when I have to honestly tell you, this is the truth, I was not having immediate... I guess it was not a question of faith. I was just overwhelmed by the whole circumstance. But then I noticed how important it is to have faith in Krishna, that he is our only savior. And then when I chanted the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then I could see the whole scene changed. I received an inspiration. I prayed to Krishna. I said to him, you are my only savior. I cannot get out of this on my own. Please save me. And then I prayed to him, you have to also give me the intelligence to recognize what to do now. And I remember how Lord Krishna came in the form of an instruction in the mind. He said to me, now... when I will soon send waves which will go towards the coast and stay with the waves, and when the waves have overtaken you and you cannot swim with the waves, and then allow yourself to be sucked back into the ocean. Don't fight. So I went 30 meters, then the tide brought me back 12 meters back, 30 meters, 12, tore, throw, forth, and back, hither and thither, and so on. And I couldn't really see that I made progress. No progress. Only after an hour or so, I had come back into the safer areas, and then I could wait and... then I finally came to the beach, and then I fell down and prayed to Lord Krishna, you have again protected your most insignificant devotee. Thank you very much. Next time when I go to Tenerife, I will take a rope, and only when 10 strong elephants hold the rope, then I will dare to go into the water. Yes, but Gopeshwari, that faith will come when you come into situations where you can practice to be dependent on Krishna. See, many times we arrange our lives in such situations that we can never practice dependence on Krishna, and then we just don't have then we don't have the strength to depend on Krishna. And then you need to really practice your faith muscle a little bit by exercising it. Yes. And if Gopeshwari has difficulty, she was born in Krishna consciousness, isn't it?
Not quite.
Not, nicht ganz? Almost.
Little later.
Little later, yeah. Mother is a great devotee of the Lord, and Guru Kuli, if Gopeshwari has difficulties, what we will have more difficulties than her. So you have to practice a little bit the faith in Krishna, that he is so strong, he holds up the whole universe. Can't he take care of the little insignificant needs of his devotees here in Radhadesh? The transformation of the heart comes when you really practice spiritual knowledge, like for instance here, faith in the strengths of Lord Krishna, and when you really then make a very nice experience of Krishna's strength. I will not bore you this time with this abstract art. It's clear, it's an elephant. It does its purpose. There are three things which Gopeshwari has hinted at a very nice point, and I'm extremely thankful to you to make this point. If you really want a transformation in your heart to take place, you need to go through three stages. Shravana, that is hearing. The next is manaha, which means reflecting. And the third step is nidhyasan, which means application. Like Gopeshwari has very nicely, I have requested her to say, give her a feedback, and she, after hearing about this point that Krishna is strong, and she said, nice, but I have to develop more faith. See, when you hear, you should reflect about it. What does this mean that Krishna is strong? You should, when you also go to this class, the transformation class, you should do this reflecting. Think about what it means Krishna is strong, what it means in relationship to you. And then nididhyasan means apply some of the spiritual knowledge which you have heard. In this case, depending on Krishna's strengths, like a child depends on Krishna's strength. This is very important. And then comes, by the way, application or nididhyasan has two divisions. A, and there is another division. B means preaching. Preaching. When you preach about these spiritual points, then you will see how you become more and more convinced. Because it's nididhyasan, it is a practice which brings the spiritual subject into your awareness. I'm always saying as a preacher, if there is not even one person who is benefited by my preaching, I know who's benefited. That's me. I hear all the time Krishna Katha. So if the people don't like it, I'm sorry. I feel very bad. But at least I'm benefited. It's an very Prabhupada used to say the secret meaning of Krishna consciousness is save yourself first. He makes the point that you can help only people if you are fit. If you are weak and you want to pull someone out of the raging ocean, then you will fall into the ocean yourself. So you need to be strong in order to pull someone out. Preaching is one. These are three things which make a spiritual subject enter into your consciousness. By Shravanam, it remains a little on the surface, by reflecting and absorbing in your heart, it goes deeper, and only by application it goes really deep into your consciousness. And there are some things which you might not be, you know, which do not contain a direct instruction that you should do such and such. But when even though this is not the case, you can just preach about it, and in this way do something, have a nice application. Thank you. All right. There is no further question? That's very good. Then today you will have the unique luxury. We will be a little bit earlier out of the classroom today, because I must tell you, I just arrived and I had such a intense schedule that I'm only here at the shadow of myself. I need to take really care a little bit of my situation in life. So if you allow me, we will make a little bit, we will stop earlier. I also thought this seminar should, this week should be like a retreat. That is, it will not be so intense. In the past, I have been very intense. Today, I will see you again at 4 o'clock. That means we have a nice break of 3 hours or so when we are